It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show. The NBA is looking at some rule changes, including jumping into a defender and drawing a foul, changing that rule up, and adding a second challenge for the coaches if your first one is successful. Those are the two that they'll be talking about, and looks like they'll probably test it out sometime next season. Isaiah Thomas will make his debut tonight for the Pelicans. That's good to see. He's got a new hip. So looking forward to seeing what he's able to do down there in New Orleans. D'Angelo Russell returned to the Minnesota lineup last night after missing 26 games with the T-Wolves. And the Timberwolves won. They got Cat. They've got D'Lo. I still think they're going to the trade block. And you might see those two both in different places next season. James Wiseman says he speaks to Kevin Durant every day. I'm not sure that's the person that you want to speak to every day. Kyrie put the Nets on his back as James Harden exited with an injury and then went over the Knicks. Gary Trent Jr. put on his best Jalen Suggs performance last night as he hit a three to put the Raptors over the Wizards. And tonight, you got some good basketball on TNT. The 76ers are in action, and they are playing the Boston Celtics. Bucks and Warriors as well.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, you want to talk to Kevin Durant every single day?
Like, do you think he talks to him like on the phone? They text? They exchange DMs?
I think both. All of the above. It was said that he's getting tips on how to fit in with the Warriors' chemistry and their system and that kind of stuff. Come on. That's not the person I want to talk to every day.
No. Speaking of Kevin Durant, why is Michael Rapoport still a thing?
Come on, yeah.
It's been a while since he's done anything. He's just taking some L's right now.
Literally and figuratively.
But he like wants to be on every show that is out there. Why is he still a thing?
Like he has a story to tell. No, he really doesn't.
Your story to tell is you cost Kevin Durant $50K for going after you hard in the paint, as they say, on DMs.
Yeah.
He hasn't been a thing in a while.
In a long time. No.
All right, a couple emails here to wrap up the show. Yes, Globe Life Stadium in Arlington yesterday. 38,000 people were there. So our question that came up in the mailbag from Adam a while back about what would be the first sporting event and what would be the largest sporting event or one that would return to normal. And we were talking like SEC football where you'd have a full house. No, it was in Arlington yesterday. They had 38,000 people that were there. Chris says in the Equitable Bank inbox, never underestimate the stupidity and selfishness of human beings. Begin the countdown to massive COVID outbreaks around the Dallas Metro. There will, for either the good or the bad, there will be a lot of people watching what happened and how it worked to get 38,000 people into that stadium. Not very many are willing to go there yet, but you're going to start to see as the weather warms up, especially with baseball and in your communities, if there is progress and you're not taking a step back, slowly you're going to see the valve open up and open up a little bit more. You know, Nebraska's at, what, 43,000 that they're going to have for May 1? Well, it's April 6th. Does that valve open up a little bit more? But there's a lot of discussion in the industry and a lot of people watching to see how it was handled in Arlington and if that will allow them to open up the faucet a little bit more, because we've gone through a first weekend in baseball where the crowds were really, really good and didn't have any issues, and teams would like that revenue and they would like to open it up a little bit more to get more people in. We're starting to see that in NASCAR where they're, you know, in much larger venues, but they're adding more and more people. We know that the middle of this month, the Lakers and the Clippers can have people in the Staples Center, which is that the last place that has not had fans?
I think so.
Everybody in the NBA now has some semblance of fans that are in the stands. All right. Big thanks to our guests today, Matt Lothrop, Robin Washit, Tom Sattel. Coming up tomorrow, we will get into a little football, NFL. We did not get much into Sam Darnold with a new home. And what does it mean for the legacy of Joe Douglas in New York? Or Aaron Rodgers and his thumbs up?
Two thumbs up.
Yes, he was really good. You know, he can do that full time and still play quarterback.
That's what I read yesterday.
So, yeah. So Alex Trebek was banging out five shows a day. And, you know, the Wheel of Fortune, they film that in a span of, I think, about 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And they do it all at one time. So Aaron Rodgers, in his offseason, could bang out a whole season of Jeopardy.
Give the man a job.
He could do what? If you do 150 shows, he looked pretty good.
He did.
You knew that they were going to troll him last night. So that's good. So when do you think it'll be an announcement that he's hanging up his cleats and he's going to be full-time Jeopardy?
As soon as his contract is up in Green Bay.
George, I don't want to be there the day that he walks away and he goes like somewhere else to play.
Yeah.
That'd be a rough day for you.
It's going to be ugly.
All right. Hope everybody enjoyed One Shining Moment. Embrace it. Like it. Didn't love it. But it kind of matched, as the college basketball season has come to an end, it kind of matched the whole atmosphere where they didn't have the crowd shots, they didn't have band shots, and it almost was like the appropriate vibe for this weird college basketball tournament. But it's a tournament that ended up with the team that was the best of the best. And boy, Baylor was good. We'll talk to USC coming up next. We'll talk to all of you again tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.